This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. There has been a roadside bombing of a tourist bus in Egypt near the Giza pyramids. At least two people were killed, 10 others wounded. There was no early word on the nationalities of those aboard the vehicle, but security officials said one of the two who died was an Egyptian. This was the first time in 2 years that foreign tourists in Egypt have been targeted. No word on responsibility for the bloodshed. We're being told that Syrian government forces are not yet in the embattled city of Manbij, as Damascus earlier claimed. The U.S.-led coalition fighting the Islamic State says it has seen no indication the Syrian claim is true. Manbij is a key flashpoint between U.S.-backed Kurds and Turkey. The main Syrian Kurdish militia has called on President Bashar al-Assad to take control of the city to protect it against the threat of Turkish attacks. The Kurdish force has been supported by Washington, but Turkey calls it a terrorist group that needs to be crushed. Ankara has protested the Kurd-Syria appeal. Meanwhile, a Pentagon official told VOA the United States remains focused on the safe and orderly withdrawal of its troops from Syria, a move President Trump announced earlier this month. Japan released video footage today, which it says proves that a South Korean warship locked its fire control radar onto a Japanese warplane off the country's northern coast. Seoul has denied the allegation, saying its vessel used an optical camera while aiding a North Korean fishing boat in distress. The United States says it will step up research in hypersonic weapons in response to a Russian test of what is described as a nuclear-capable hypersonic glider missile. A Defense Department spokeswoman tells VOA those who have decided to weaponize hypersonics are creating a warfighting asymmetry that we must address. For news anytime, you can go online to voanews.com or use the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. It now appears certain the partial government shutdown in the United States will run into the new year. In fact, both sides appear to be digging in their heels over the issue of a proposed wall along the border with Mexico. And with that, President Donald Trump has dusted off a threat he has made before. Just seal up the border. Sagar Magani has a report.
The White House says there aren't even negotiations happening.
There's not a single Democrat talking to the President of the United States about this deal.
Incoming Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney says Democrats have refused to counter an offer the administration made last week of accepting less than the $5 billion the president demanded for a border wall. As a result, Mulvaney says the White House expects the shutdown to go on for a while. The president's been adding pressure today, reissuing a threat to close the border altogether. Democrats are brushing off bids to blame them, saying blaming anyone other than the president doesn't pass the laugh test. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Saudi Arabia's King Salman has made changes to his cabinet, clearly tied to the global outrage directed at Riyadh.